Welcome to the Permatemp Corporation. A presentation of the audio podcast, This Is Actually Happening. Episode 37. What if your dad started dressing as a woman?
I grew up in San Francisco, and my parents raised me in a Buddhist organization that was super diverse, tons of different people from different backgrounds. And I think growing up in San Francisco and that environment and just kind of how crazy San Francisco was anyways, I guess that's why it was easier for me to accept my dad later. Almost like fit into that weird mold of like weird San Francisco family. I feel like we've always been really close, and my parents have always just been like really goofy and funny, and I've always been really close to my dad, and like, of course, we've had our terrible times. Not everything is perfect. I feel like they weren't romantic at all. Like, they've always just been best friends that were married. My mom knew that my dad liked to dress in women's clothes. She found out about it before I was born, I think. She had sort of made the decision that she didn't want their child to know about it, so I never knew about it. It was totally a secret. She didn't want to have anything to do with it. And she's Japanese, she was raised in Japan, so I think a lot of that, like, image being really important and, like, not coming off as crazy to other people is really important, so I think that was a big reason why she didn't want my dad to, like, officially come out, like, be 24/7 in women's clothing. I don't even know what my parents would have talked about in terms of that, besides my mom just yelling at my dad, like, you can't do it, it's not normal, no. It's gonna disgrace our family or whatever, so I'm just imagining, like, arguments about it. She kept it a secret for my entire life, basically, until my dad told me. So we had moved to Oakland at that point, and I was about, probably 16 or 17. Actually, we were hanging out, we were waiting for my cousin, who was, like, stranded at the Oakland airport. Literally just waiting, sitting there waiting. And waiting for her to call us so we could go rescue her. Yeah, so we were just having, like, father-daughter time. I can't even remember, like, anything else we were talking about, but he was just like, yeah, I like to dress in women's clothing. And my response was just kind of like, beep, like, just speechless, like, I don't know how to respond to that. Like, is this, like, a hobby, like, making cupcakes? Like, is this a thing that is going to change our entire lives right now, you know? Like, so I didn't really know how to react to it. And I didn't want to be like, what? That's great. You know, I didn't want to hurt my dad's feelings, but it was, I guess I was just really shocked. Does mom know about it? Who in our family knows? Is this a new thing or... Yeah, I was thinking a lot of things, and because I didn't know what to do, you know. I guess I just didn't know what to say. I guess it was just all the questions in my head that I wasn't ready to ask him yet. Things started to move really fast after that. Like, it just started happening. So he started, like, dressing and finding, like, transgender communities. I don't know, just kind of a support system outside of everything else that was going on. My dad did make friends and find out what their struggles were and all that stuff and how they were dealing it with their families. And I don't know how much we, like, my mom and I even talked about it. It was like, okay, this is just what my dad is doing now. So I guess we're just gonna have to go with it. It all just happened really fast. And then maybe like a year or two later, he decided to just do it full time, which meant dressing at work and dressing in our Buddhist community, and just everywhere, 24/7. Since he finally had the chance to, like, express it a little bit, it felt right for him, and he was happy. He loves putting on makeup in the morning and, like, doing the whole wig thing and being a woman. I think my dad probably considered having surgery and definitely looked into it, but it is just kind of, I think at my dad's age, kind of unnecessary, and, you know, my dad was in his late 50s when he decided to come out. I think that was a really a big thing, because before it was just my mom and I knew about it, So yeah, it was just really small, and my mom still had sort of like the control to be like, nothing is happening, and you know, didn't have to tell her friends yet. And but then when my dad decided to become full-time, then all of my mom's friends had to find out. And I mean, I had sort of told my friends before, because they would come over, so I'd be like, okay, some things have changed. My best friend, you know, we shared everything. I told her first. I was like, dude, and she was like, that's awesome. And I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, she was really supportive, and she was always, you know, super eccentric and different. So I think that to her was just like, okay. It was serious. Like, it wasn't just some thing that my dad told me about. I just was worried about my dad. Like, be safe, because, you know, I can't imagine my dad, my, like, 60-something-year-old dad, like, going out to the Castro by himself just to go meet people. It wasn't, and it also wasn't just so easy to be like, cool, see ya, like, have fun. I was kind of like, okay, well, does this mean you're still gonna be my dad and stuff in the way that I've always seen you? Are you still gonna act like the same person and like, be there for me like you always were? Or is this gonna transform your life and move you away from us? That was part of the struggle in the beginning, too, was because my mom was so angry about it. I felt like we were becoming really disconnected, and she didn't want me to have any idea that that was something that could happen. I didn't see that conversation happen, but she probably lost her mind. She did not want this to happen, because it was too much for her to deal with, and it was just the opposite of what she wanted for our family, I guess. It kind of drove her crazy. And I think it wasn't until just like a couple years ago that she's been like, yay, let's go shopping together and share clothes and sort of enjoy the benefits of my dad being transgender. So yeah, and yeah, there was a lot of negativity, and she didn't want all of her Japanese friends to know, and my grandma's friends and all that stuff. It was like too much. I was probably more wrapped up in being a senior in high school and dealing with my crap, you know, which I think was kind of a nice distraction, being like a teenage girl. Well, I think at that point, she told her one best friend who she grew up with in Japan. So when she had to tell like everybody else was when my dad decided that he was gonna do it. Like, he was gonna come out and be out 24/7. But yeah, I don't exactly remember what happened with that, but I just remember her being like really pissed off that she had to do that, because she never thought she would have to. Transgender doesn't necessarily mean, it doesn't really relate to your, like, who you're attracted to. So yeah, for my dad, it was just and I think he even wondered before, like, well, am I gay? Like, if I want to dress like a woman, does that actually change about my identity? But he's not gay. I think my dad is more asexual than anything else. But yeah, it didn't really change that much for me, except for like the possibility of being like judged by other people. How are people gonna look at my dad and our family because of that transformation? Maybe that was one of the reasons why I didn't know how to react when he first told me he liked to dress in women's clothing, because I was like, society's image of that means you're like a sexual deviant or something, or like, you know, all these skewed views of what things are because people don't really understand them. I think it was just when I was generally in public that I was afraid of being judged. So we were like always going shopping or something at Macy's, like, and my like the thoughts going through my head were like, oh my god, like, what if someone knows that my dad is a man and he's going in the women's dressing room, and like, who is this weird like group of people together, like, who's the mom and are you dating that person? Like, think of all the horrible things that people could possibly be thinking when they just see me and my mom and my dad together. What rules are we breaking by doing this? And like, are we gonna get in trouble? Or like, is someone gonna like call security and get my dad out of the women's dressing room or something? You know, just like, yeah, it was that stuff was really hard to get over. Like, if someone realizes, like, oh, you're not a woman, I'm gonna stare at your arm now. Like, you know, no one has ever said, like, you're not supposed to be here, and, you know, that kind of thing. And I think most people might even be too afraid to say something like that. people give like judgy looks or whatever, but nobody ever really does anything. And I mean, I think that's a huge benefit of it all too, like no one's ever done anything. Sometimes my dad goes to work like on a Saturday or something and stays late. It's not the safest neighborhood and there's a lot of crazy people out there. So yeah, like if my dad's like out late at night by himself, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, like what if some crazy person is walking down the street and is like, somehow is just like, you're not a woman, you're a man, and like beats the shit out of my dad or something. Like, yeah, that's that. I have a fear of that because there's a lot of whack jobs out there. I left to college like, I guess a year after. So it was just the two of them together, because I moved to Southern California. She just had to deal with it. She had to deal with change. So her reaction to things when she doesn't like them are to be like defensive and angry and to like berate people and belittle them and say terrible, mean things, because she gets really angry and has no idea what she's saying. So I think after a few years of doing that to my dad, like my dad just got sick of it and was like, this isn't helping anything, just be quiet, go away. And my mom probably still kept doing it and doing it and doing it. And I think she probably just got exhausted of doing it and kind of realized that nobody gave a shit anymore except for her. She was the only one, she's, you know, left with the problem. And I think she realized that if she did kind of accept it, that she could enjoy, like, things that they could do together, like, yeah, now dad will take you shopping. I mean, kind of the more like material side of it, but I don't know, it's something for them to do together. Learning how to share things, jewelry and makeup and clothes and stuff, has like actually brought them closer together. Because she used to be really protective of her things. Like, my dad was like, that's a nice scarf. She's like, don't even think about it. No. You know? If my dad's like wearing some of my mom's earrings, like, I don't know, she used to flip out and be like, those are mine, like, you have to ask, and na-na-na-na-na. And now they just, like, share each other's things and, like, joke about it. She just had to deal with it. She just didn't have any other choice at this point. Actually, I think at one point they were gonna get a divorce, and then they just didn't because she was too lazy to do the paperwork or something. My dad was like, yeah, it's just the paperwork's not done. And I was like, okay. But to me, like, for me, that means that just meant that she didn't want to do it. I don't know. I mean, I grew up in with a generation of parents who got divorced all the time. By the time I was in the eighth grade, like, half of my friends' parents were divorced. I think it was, like, if your parents weren't divorced, it was kind of like, I wonder why my parents aren't divorced right now. Everyone else's parents are divorced. Like, that's just what you do when you get married. You get divorced. The way my parents used to fight when I was growing up, like, I always thought that they would get divorced, but they never did. So when this happened, I was like, well, I mean, what's the point now? But then I guess they just, you know, decided to not do that. It just didn't make sense, you know? When I look at them, I'm just like, yeah, you're best friends, you know? Like, they really do care about each other. I feel like they're more mature or something, like they've grown up a lot in the past 5 or 10 years. And I think this, like, my dad coming out has a lot to do with that, you know, because they really had to face, like, each other's, what was inside of them, all the good and bad stuff. Both of them practicing Buddhism is a big part of it, too, just because of that whole, like, you know, you persevere through the rough stuff, because that's how you grow and how you realize things and, like, what makes life worth living in the first place. The first time my dad was going to be in the Pride Parade with his transgender community from San Francisco, from the, like, the LGBTQ center. So my dad, like, got this really cute dress and some really cute shoes. And before my dad went out, he was like, do you want to do my makeup? That would be really great. I was like, oh my God, yes. And I was just like so excited. I was like, cool, like my dad wants me to be a part of this. I think that was, like, one of the first times that I realized, like, oh, okay, like, there's a whole nother, like, world of things that are possible now because of this. Yeah, all the struggle and all that stuff, like, was necessary, like, while my dad was coming out, for all of us to really, I guess, like, appreciate our lives and appreciate each other and all that stuff. And what mattered most was that we were all there for each other, even if it was to be crazy at first. Probably the biggest impact that it had on my life was really personal. I guess just being okay with things, like, nothing's that really big of a deal. People worry about so many things on a day-to-day that a year down the line don't matter at all.